Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Why is your friend or you still single? This text, before we go any further, like being single implies there's something wrong with you. We didn't say that, but many people do aspire to have a significant other. If you choose to be single and that's your reason, great.
Right. And that's why I said don't text or call if it's just because you just don't want to be in a relationship. That's fine, but it's boring.
The person requires, like, being single implies there's something wrong with you.
No.
I can reno my own house, work on my own car, and do anything that doesn't require idiot strength. I'm single because my standards are not based on needing a man to do things for me,
wow,
which makes for a very low tolerance for BS. Also, I don't like people. Well, man, that all makes you sound super attractive. And if you ever decide to put yourself on the market, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of buyers.
Someone's touchy.
I feel like there's one thing she said in there that's really relatable to women who have found success, like independent of any man being attached to it. When mm-hmm. they say that, you got to say it in a way that doesn't sound like, oh, I'm an independent boss bitch, because then you'll be judged for that. But you want to say it in a way that shows them, I am independently successful. I'm financially stable. I am those things. And some men claim to really like that about a woman at first, and then they really don't.
Till they get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have two friends right now. We just had this conversation because one of my friends just met a guy and they hit it off immediately. He's the one. And it's so clear when they're around each other. It's great. It's been a couple months now. But we have two other friends who are both very successful women and have had long-term relationships mm-hmm. before. But the dating pool the last couple of years just hasn't been as easy for them. And anytime they ask, I tell them, I'm like, you either got to start dating older because they want to find somebody their age, which is, you know, mid-30s, early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you got to go older, or you got to find somebody that's just as successful as you or striving to be. Because the moment you're dating somebody that's just kind of floating, who thinks it's cool that they're dating a woman who's really successful, they're not cool with it after a
while. They're going to get insecure.
Their insecurities show, and then suddenly they don't want you in that job anymore. Suddenly they're not okay with it anymore. So I told them, I'm like, well, you either just got to accept that you're going to be dating really insecure men, or you got to start going older. Older men, obviously, were more established, I would say.
Yeah, we're great.
Yeah.
But I definitely have other friends. I'm like, you're single because you're a slob.
Well, yeah. And by the way, going back to the woman who wrote that, I understand why you would feel that way considering how it's often said. Not the implication at all.
Right.
And I don't really mind you saying what you said. But in the end, you're right. You can do it. You're not dependent on anyone. I hope nobody's with someone because they're dependent on them. I would never wish that on anyone. But here are some examples of things where people were saying why their friend or why they themselves are still single. Number one, my friend is not near as nice of a person as he thinks he is. Every decision he makes, he sees through, I'm a good guy. That's probably pretty common.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
This text, I'm 6'8", but I'm not in the NBA. So that doesn't make me super desirable. I mean, that probably is some women like really tall guys, but that might be too tall for a lot of women like tall guys.
Could be, yeah.
1-800-947-3979. Any of you have a friend that's single and you're like, it's so obvious to everyone around them why they might not be in relationships except to them?
I remember there was somebody that I went to high school with. Super nice person, but he was the one that just hugged everybody, and it creeped everyone out.
And not in a like a normal way. Just there's something there.
It was
a little too much.
Something that was just different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it always felt like he was pulling in just a little too snug.
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's a slob. Nobody's said this to me directly who's dated her, but the moment they see her place, she's usually like, yeah, they usually come over. And then like, I either end up at their place all the time, but I'm like, yep, you're a slob.
Like that would be a slob. Yeah, that would be a turnoff for me immediately.
Yeah.
I don't need somebody whose place is spotless completely, because I mean, we talked about yesterday. I have my own piles and stuff. Yeah. But if there's just like dirty dishes in the sink and the toilets are dirty, like if it's just gross.
Yeah. Like it's a place I would go over to because you're sitting around stuff. Yeah. She sleeps around stuff. And she's fine with that. And I think now she's at that point where she's dating and she knows not to bring them over to her place. So now she comes off as that person who, well, I can't ever go to her place and I don't know why. You know, those people who it's like, what are you hiding
that's
over
weird.
Your house?
Yeah, you think at that point you go, maybe I should just pick stuff up once in a while.
Yeah, but then or you hire trick somebody. Person. Then you trick somebody into thinking that these are your cleaning habits and then you're in a relationship and living together and they find out you're a slob. I mean, that to me is, I could never.
No. You just got to break the habit and become not a slob anymore. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you have to be, you know, the cleanest person in the world, but maybe just put in a little effort in your life.
See if you know this person. Well, this person writing in definitely knows this person, but I think we all know an example of this person. He is single because his self-fulfilling prophecy is bleeping up his own life. He's not unlovable or ugly or uncared for. But walking through the world, expecting rejection at all turns, living in a fog of negativity, makes him unattractive. So-and-so isn't hotter than you. That's not the reason they're not getting more friends and lovers. It's because they are positive and optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And people are attracted to that kind of company.
Yeah,
that's very true.
There's some, you know, you have a little bit of confidence and you don't let it get to you. That's why... women like ugly comedians sometimes because they're funny and they have confidence.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what BDE is, right? With Pete Davidson?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. That's Pete Davidson.
But I do think he's attractive. That's the thing. And every guy will be like, no, you don't. He's just funny.
Well, maybe.
I love his big smile. I love how tall he is. That accent, I don't know why, but on certain people, it really works. It works on him. I think he is so attractive. And every guy's like, there's just no way. Like, no, he is so fine.
Hmm.
I believe you.
Yeah. I mean,
why would you?
I mean
the
everybody.
Fact that he's funny.
Everybody
makes
has
it even
different.
Better.
Everybody has different tastes.
And he's
so.
Got mental health issues. Sign me up.
Just my cup of tea. Yeah.
But going back to that text, not everybody is attracted to positivity. There are plenty of people.
Yes.
And the negativity seems to attract negativity. Like you definitely see people who. They're in their little, their group, their bubble, their relationship, whatever it is. And it's just like, man, all they do is like S on other people. That's how they're happy.
Yeah.
They're happy because they're both.
It has to be
it's
someone
misery.
Else who trades in that.
Yeah, there's a reason that misery loves company is a thing, is a saying.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Lee in Nashville. Lee, you have a friend who was single for a long time. Why?
Because she, well, to aptly put it, she was a stage 5 clinger.
Okay.
That the minute any man showed her interest, she was absolutely obsessed with them. And they might have been interested in her too, but they were almost always losers. And she would tell us everything about them, and it was absolutely pitiful. And it was the cycle over and over again for like 15 years. And it was just, I mean, like we started needing earplugs and she could have picked the serial killer and she could have found like endearing traits about him.
Okay.
And then like, well, he's so dedicated to his craft.
Okay. Oh man, she could really shine a turd, couldn't she?
Okay. Yeah.
It was bad.
Is she still single now?
No, she got married and she found herself another pathetic. Person.
I thought
So she found just the right codependent person.
No, that's exactly it. He's the most codependent person on the face of the earth, and I'm not friends with him anymore. And they are living a happy life away from everyone else.
Well, that, I guess, is happy is good, I guess. Thank you, Lee. I thought you were going to say, no, she kind of, at some point, had a revelation.
Yeah, something clicked. She went to therapy, whatever.
Or just found the right guy who didn't mind that she was clingy.
Yeah.
You know what? So be it, right?
She did find somebody.
Somebody for everyone.
Yeah. There really is.
That's strange. Somebody in Nashville writes, I think I know who she's talking about.
We all have
I think everybody knows somebody that's a little like that.
That's
like,
me.
Pretty clangy.
1-800-947-3979. Let's see. Oh, there's a flood of them coming in. Good Lord.
What about that friend that I had a girlfriend? She was like fun sized and really fun to go out with. And as a girlfriend, great. But then she'd meet somebody and she was one of those people that would dump everything about herself on them. And
yeah, too much too soon.
Yeah. And so she didn't even really like get the date. She'd just be getting to know somebody who would maybe be interested. I'm like, I'm going to introduce you to him. And then I'd just see her just dumping everything. I'm like,
down.
Yeah, he's gonna do that. Somebody save me look here in a second. And then one of his friends is gonna come up. She's never gonna have a chance again.
Mm-hmm. This text, my roommate says he is actively single, which isn't true. He's a narcissist, pathological liar, and never leaves the house, but thinks he knows everything because of YouTube.
Oh boy.
Oh, oh man, that's
I did my research.
That's all the greatest qualities. I think that's known as an incel. Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, this is a good one. My best friend is a good person, but will be single for a long time because the people that they fall in like or love with are not real. They are idealized, cartoonish caricatures of themselves that no human could ever live up to. So he likes them, love bombs them, and then is disappointed they didn't live up to his ridiculous expectations.
Yeah, that happens.
Says it's impossible for him to find someone. And when he asks, we tell him the person he wants doesn't exist. And he says, we just don't know what love is. Yikes.
Well, keep hanging on. Maybe one day he'll hit the right person.
All right. This one cannot be true from the 207. I've got a friend and he's obsessed with unicycles.
Oh, I believe it.
Even sleeps in bed with them, and women don't put up with it. I believe that he's obsessed with unicycles, but I don't believe that anyone actually sleeps with a unicycle.
I don't know. I mean, I guess
it's a sentence
really
I never thought I'd say.
Attached to something.
This one. My friend is an attractive, charming, talented man in his 40s. He's only ever dated online. He has all kinds of matches, but they never stick around. He'd complain on Facebook about how women on eHarmony only talked to him for a day or two before they didn't want to talk anymore. It was to the point that about 2/3 of his Facebook posts were complaints, mostly about dating. The rest were music-related. I'm willing to bet money that many of these women Googled him and saw that all he does is bitch and complain and ran away.
More than likely, yeah, especially if he's got an open profile, which he probably is stupid enough to have.
And mix in a positive post every now and then, man.
Yep, nobody wants to hear you bitching about your dating issues.
What a sunny day it is. I went for a walk.
Yeah.
Cool. Here's a puppy. Neat.
Tell me if you've ever been this person. He reeks of desperation, laughs way too hard at her mediocre jokes, her being any woman, to bringing up marriage on the first date. The sad thing is, if he would just be regular, funny, and smart like he is, then people would fall all over themselves trying to be with him.
So he's not like this just in everyday.
Like, he gets nervous. He's nervous. He's got anxiety. He should talk to a doctor and either work through his anxieties or take something before a date. Because so loft.
I think that's a good idea.
I mean, really, like just you know, like. So you can be yourself a little bit more.
Call your friend and blurt those questions out before you go on the date.
Yeah.
Do you want any kids? Are you thinking about getting married? Would you wanted to do that like maybe in the next 2 years? Probably. Sure. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, friend. And now don't ever say that on your date.
Yeah, I had a friend like that in college. Nicest person in the world. Funny. Charismatic. People laughed when he told jokes and stuff like that. But if there was somebody that he was interested in, it was like he turned that knob up to 25. Mm-hmm. When it should be at like 6.
Yeah. Like, people get nervous from silence sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This text, I think my lack of upkeep with technology and pop culture makes me somewhat unviable as a significant other. I can live with that, but the unicycle guy, ugh, can you imagine being that guy? Or worse, raising a kid like that?
No. No, you'd really feel like you failed.
Your kid was super into unicycles.
What if super into unicycles, but also very happy and content? That's a win, right?
I don't know. I bet there's serial killers that are happy and content.
Are you happy and content?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm fine. Most of
I guess
time.
You're right then.
But, are you?
Very.
Well.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.